Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday Coffee Tea with me. We're doing this for a while now, and it feels so natural that every Saturday I'm sitting here, and we're going to try to share some good information with not only you, but all those who will listen to this call in the future, as well as the community members as they continue to join our group. Because this is going to be a significant call today. I guess for the last 3 or 4 months now, I've been concerned with the fact that I did not feel that as many people got well in the last 2 years as the previous 2 years. And what do I mean? Well, we got 3, 4, 5 maybe people got well. One or two you might not know. One has never done her happy dance, but I promise she's happy because every single month, God bless her heart, she sends a handsome sum for the foundation. She's well for a while. And there are others like that. And I mentioned the foundation today, you know, not to make anybody feel bad, but it's the first time in 2 years I've owed any of our manufacturers any money. I'm hoping I didn't bite off more than two, but the foundation can use the support of everyone. And if you don't contribute to the foundation, think about this, okay? What if one day you really got sick and you wanted help? Well, if you've contributed to the foundation, you can be sure that there's no way the foundation is turned away from you. And I think that even if people could be willing to spend $5 or $10 a month towards the foundation, it would take pressure off and allow me to continue to add people. There are two other people who've been approved, but there is no money for them. So just think about that for a second, okay? Because really, foundation is for all of you. It's not me. My money comes from coaching. And the website is paid for, and the webmaster and everything else from the $5 that you spend. But the foundation, all that money goes to just getting more people on meds. So, $5, $10, what is it, a hamburger and a malted? And you shouldn't have that stuff right now anyway. So just think about it. It can't affect anybody's life. $5 or $10. It just can't. I mean, there are people who are on the foundation and they send money. Okay, so I mean, that's just mind boggling. Anyway, let's get on with this call. Okay, I said my 2 cents. For the last few years, I've been really concerned and I'm wondering to myself, you know, why? And so I go back and I go through the years and I look at everything. And I see in the last few years that more things have been added to this protocol that are not part of the protocol and are superficially topicals for the most part. And I'm not sure they're really benefiting people other than making it a tiny bit painful. But 5 people does not compare to the 27 or so people the year before. So I thought, I wonder why, and I can't say that's it. I can't say COVID's it. I can't say that now we have 3 bioweapons circumventing the Earth. I can only say that I really believe, and I've had more. I was a millionaire 2 times before I was 30, and since I've had more gallons, I've been broke. Okay? And I tell you, money only made it easier. It really not made it better. Anyway, so I come up with 3 young ladies, and they have 3 things that I find that they all have in common. And one of them is they're all funded by the foundation. Wow. What does that really mean? Okay, and the second thing, that they all get free coaching. So they get unlimited coaching. And some of them, like Linda, I can only talk to Linda once a week if I get lucky, because she works so much. But the other girls, I talk to two, three, many times as they want, because they're not going to be able to stray from the path. And the third thing is being funded by the foundation. Okay, they don't have a lot of money for what I consider superfluous entities. So they can only stick to the basics. And when I talk to all three of them in the last couple of weeks, I realize the improvement in these people in this minimal amount of time is incomparable to the rest of you. So I say to them, hey, they hear it from me, it's hard to ingest. If they hear it all from you, each one of you, well, maybe the repetition will help others think about sticking more to the basics. So, without further ado, since I wasn't sure how to call their names out, I decided I'll do it alphabetically, except I don't know the alphabet. No. All right, nobody left. All right, it's very serious stuff, kids. No, it's not. Okay? It's just hearing it from your peers. So, Brenda, I got three questions, and then I'm going to let you go loose.
Okay.
First question is, how'd you find this website?
Well, that was kind of a divine intervention thing, actually.
All right, well, I want to mute everybody. I want this to be... All right, Brenda, let me find you. All right. No, that's Valeria. You have to wait, young lady. There you are, I think. Yes. Yes, Brenda, come in.
Okay. Well, like I was saying, for me, how I found the website was, it was really a divine intervention kind of thing, because I wasn't searching at that point. I was very sick. I had all the symptoms. And what really happened is a friend sent me a link to a video, made me promise to watch it. And when I got it, it was on the virus and the vaccine. And at that point, I had been pretty much saturated with that stuff, and I just really didn't want to look at it, but a promise is a promise. So I watched it, and about in the midway through this video, there was just a mention of Morgellons. Not, they didn't go into it, but I remember at the time thinking to myself, oh, I should look into that. And so I finished the video, and after it was done, I got on the web and I started searching Morgellons. And the first thing that came across, of course, were the major hospitals in this country. You know, like Cleveland Clinic, Mayo, Johns Hopkins, and they all had the same kind of response. I could tell it was kind of the cookie cutter response, you know, and where they didn't recognize it as a disease and they really attributed it to being delusional. Well, that kind of was like, yeah, I'm a lot of things, but I'm not delusional. And so I thought, okay, I've got to refine this search. So I went to health, looking up healing Morgellons naturally. And it brought up different sites to look into. And so I thought, okay, I'm just going to start going down the list. So the first site I landed on was one of those horrific sites, you know, all the nasty pictures and just nothing positive. It was all negative, like, you just got to accept this. This thing's going to kill you. And boom. And I thought, no, I don't believe that way. I believe the body can heal. So I maybe spent a whole minute there. And so then the next site I went to was a blog site that I landed upon. And this woman had written her blog of just the symptoms that she experienced. And that kind of knocked me sideways, because I thought, oh my gosh, I could have written this blog. And it started out with how the sun affected me, you know, and then it led to a cascade of symptoms, really over a period of several weeks, pain and the inflammation. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to save that one. And then I kept looking. The third one, third time's the charm, right? I landed on how I cured Morgellons. And so the first thing I read was Mel's story. And I remember thinking, oh, this is good. This is a man that knows how to heal. He had been through so much. And likewise, I had been through a lot of things. So I thought, okay, this is looking better. And then I went from his story, I believe, to the protocol, because I wanted to know, okay, what's it going to take for me to do this? So I went through all the protocol, and that looked really good. I was impressed that everything was natural. And so then I went into Logos, and the only downside was, oh, there's no way I can afford this. You know, I couldn't do it. And then the third thing, so I kept looking, though, a little bit more, kept searching the site, and I really liked the fact that it was God-centered. So those things kept me coming back. And I think after I was finished looking at the site, I emailed Mel and kind of told him, you know, oh, I have this disease, and here's my story, blah, blah, blah. And he called me, which surprised me. And he just told me, join the community, or, you know, the $5, so that could get me into the backspace and learn a little bit more. And he said, read, read, read. And I said, well, Mel, I can't. My eyes don't work like that. And so I started just listening to all the videos.
Right.
And he kept calling. I give you credit, Mel. You have a lot of tenacity. And he just kept calling every little bit to check on me, see how I was doing. And he told me, first and foremost, about the diet and increase my water intake and get enough sleep. So I was doing all those things. So I looked into the diet on the site a little bit more. And basically, I was really doing most of it, except I did have this little sugar craving. Well, it was a big sugar craving. And so really, I just had to eliminate the sugar. And at the time, I was a vegetarian, too. So adding the meat.
We know how you found the site. I'll turn you loose to the three questions, you. All right. So then the next thing is, I guess you really answered it. What made you decide to try all of this? And I guess it was the fact that I kept calling you and I kept trying to help you.
Yeah.
And you weren't, you know, didn't have any money and I didn't care.
Yeah, that was exactly it. I thought, no matter what, I mean, everything that I did read, you said no one was ever turned away. And as you kept coming back and staying in touch with me, I thought, this is true. They're not just, they're not just saying this. This is really happening. And so, yeah.
Okay, so we know what helped you decide to get on the protocol.
I was like the horse at the starting gate, you know, the racehorse at the starting gate. I wanted to go right away, but Mel had me wait about 2 months on just the diet and stuff. Plus, I had a lot of other body stuff going on, and
right.
I think you want to see how I handled it all, you know.
It's not only that. It's that so many people come, and so many people make promises. I don't make any promises, okay?
I don't either.
All right. But I give everybody homework. And if you don't do the homework, I don't think you're serious. And I can't do it for everybody. There's too many now. So, how long have you been on the protocol?
I'm just finishing up my third month on the Lyme extension. Now, what we did was the first month that I was on the protocol accepted by the foundation, I just started on three products, the thymic, liver, and I forget the other.
Digestion.
Pardon me? Yes, digestion. Yes. And, yeah, and then the second month we added a little bit more, and I still hadn't even reached the basic protocol, but we added a little bit more. So I thought, okay, well, we're just gradually increasing. But then the third month, I won that contest. And so I just catapulted right into the Lyme extension.
All right, I have to ask you a question. Do you think these contests are rigged?
No.
I'm glad, because they're not. And everybody has a good time. And it's pretty amazing, because God takes care of those. Seems like new people win all the time.
Well, it was the first time I ever won anything in my life, so I was ecstatic.
Okay, so do you believe that you've come as far as I think you've come? Do you see huge difference?
I can feel a huge difference in my body. And there's still a way to go. I know that. I mean, there's still symptoms, but I'm functional where I wasn't even functional.
No, you weren't functional when we met. Let me tell you, ask you this, not tell you. Do you believe that not having the finances for superficial topicals hurt you?
That it hurt me?
Yeah, not having the money. In other words, I feel that the three of you healed that well because you don't have the money to spend on stuff that I don't think is what we consider the basic protocol. And not everything that's been introduced in the last few years is actually going to, you know, benefit you. This is not a topically inside out. You got to get well inside and everything else goes away. It's incredible. The house doesn't have stuff on the floors. Okay, nothing's coming out of you anymore. But you can't put something on and think it's going to get in there and kill it. It won't never work. But anyway, let me let you talk. Keep quiet, Mel. All right.
So your question was, what I can say is in the last more than a decade that I have accumulated, which was not a lot, because this disease can ruin you, and it did ruin me. But everything that I get goes towards my health and healing, because I'm very aware that without my health, I have nothing. And I really want to, I'm so committed, I want to regain my health so I can have a life again. I want to be able to go outside. You know, it's beautiful here right now. I can't even go outside. So just it's the little things. So, yeah.
I went outside running around this morning.
That smells good.
Oh, no, it was dark, though.
Yeah, sometimes I do sneak out in the wee hours. But even then, when I come in, I have to really practically bathe to get everything off me just by if I stand outside. I mean, it's incredible. It's like I'm a magnet for bugs, you know.
We are magnets for bugs when we have a parasite inside our system. Other bugs are attracted. I mean, there's a language they have that we don't comprehend, okay? And yet they recognize something about us that they don't think is all human. I find that fascinating. I always have found that fascinating.
It is fascinating. I can tell you a funny story about that. I was actually, before I really realized what happened, this was actually several years ago, my dog was still alive, and I would walk her, and I met someone along our walk, and we started having a conversation, and I mean, it felt like, to me, swarms of bugs were just coming at me, and I was like this crazy woman. My arms were flailing all over the place trying to swat these bugs, and I'm jumping around and moving. And then I realized this other person isn't doing that. They're just standing there. And I asked them, I said, don't you feel those bugs? And they said, what bugs?
No, they don't. Let me tell you a story about someone who had his own blog, who's the only person who had a website similar to ours that was ever invited here all the time and vice versa. His name was Mr. Common Sense. Okay? And his real name was Michael. And he used to tell me stories about, he owned a company. And he'd go into the conference room with everybody, and the bugs would be attacking him, and he would be like freaking out, thinking everyone was going to know what was going on. And the reality is that no one else ever really had a clue. Now, she didn't even know what you were talking about, but if you were flailing your arms, she probably wanted to send you to see the shrink. All right, one.
I'm a crazy woman.
Two last questions. You believe that coaching helped?
Oh, coaching is, yes. Coaching is very very integral part of this process. Because there were times where I, you know, other things, all of a sudden a respiratory infection might come upon, and where I thought I was dying, and you just pulled me through that, you know, told me what to do. And because of your experience in talking with people, I learned very quickly that I could confide in you and have the confidence in you to pull me through. And I considered myself a pretty smart person. You know, I mean, I'd been looking at a lot of natural healing for a lot of years, but I didn't know this disease.
Well, let me tell you something, okay? And I said this many times, okay? You better be smart, because if you're not smart, you're going to quit real soon. You're going to quit early. You're not going to take the time to even learn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, well, how come more people don't get well? Well, how come more people aren't smart? How come more people aren't willing to do the work that it takes to recover from any toxic disease? So,
and this does take a lot of work.
You did the work, okay? You didn't spend your money on anything. You didn't really step out of the basics that I preach. And the improvement in the 6 months, to me, is incredible. Because you have a long history of illness.
I do. And the improvement to me...
To a point where you're functional. Hey, as it gets colder, you're going to be able to go outside.
Yay. Yeah, I tried it last winter to go outside thinking, you know, that might be it. But it didn't help me last winter. But I'm much better now. So I'm looking forward
much
to...
much better now. And as soon as it gets 32 or less, just go out for a little walk.
Yeah, well, I'm completely intent to do that because I'm starting to feel like a little Pillsbury dough girl over here.
No. No dough in the diet, you. All right. So,
and my body's not that big to hold all that dough.
All right, and this is a yes or no, and you answer the way your heart tells you, not what you would think I want to hear. Do you think that what's happened in this period of time is pretty amazing?
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it.
All right,
yeah.
Donna. Thank you very much. Okay, I hope I didn't lead you too far, because I want people to understand the three things that I keep preaching. Okay, is that when you don't have a lot of money and you're fighting this disease, it's probably a better thing. Nobody's going to like that one, but it's something I've seen more times than not. I mean...
Well, those people with money, they can just spend it on other good things.
Well, yeah, I can save it for when they're better.
Yeah. No, I'm thrilled. I'm actually thrilled with the progress that I've made and just the quality of this entire program. You know, the John B. and Robert Scott Bell and other speakers that you make available for us also to learn. So it's quite incredible what you've done, Mel.
I'm going to bring them all together for a call, because we've done one once and it went on YouTube, as a matter of fact. So it'll be... You know, meet the manufacturers, too. All righty. Thank you so much. And please, I'm not kidding, just keep on keeping on. You got a chance to get to the finish line despite all those years.
Well, I know I'm going to get to the finish line because I'm not going to stop until I'm there.
There you go, girl.
Because I never want to go back to what I was. I never want to go back to that.
Let me tell you something. That is the motivating factor that keeps me somewhat sane. Okay? Because, you know, only when you get better do you really, really appreciate that you're better. Because when you're in it and going through it, oh, can't say shit. Oh, shit, baby. I mean, terrible.
It's not easy.
Worse than anything we ever saw on TV. It's worse than Alien, the movie Alien, this disease.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
All right, girl. Thank you and God bless. And see you tomorrow at prayer. I know that for sure. Let me go find Nancy. Because Nancy was ragging and bragging before I even asked her first question. She was so excited after a few months, and the doctors were making her crazy, wanting to know what she was doing. And, well, Nancy, is that some of it?
Yeah, that's a lot of it.
Well, how did you find the website, young lady?
I had researching, been dealing with it going on for years. And I was just researching, trying to find out what I had, because when I went to the doctor, she looked at everything and had no clue, she said, and sent me to, you know, like the dermatologist infection. Everybody was basically the same thing. And even like the BL, several of them told me I needed just to go see a psychiatrist. And I knew there was nothing wrong with my mind. I knew what was going on was real. And even though my brother, that had been all over the world in the military, said he had never heard anything like that. And I knew what I saw. I took pictures of it. I took some of the bug things and different things to the exterminating people, had them come. They kept saying they did not see nothing. And I'm thinking, well, I see it. I mean, you know, something's wrong with them. Some guy told me that people coming in the United States that was bringing in a lot of different illnesses and things. And I had a blood clot taken out, lost all the iron in my body. My whole body just basically shut down, and I slept like for weeks. Well, I had
my patients needed me.
By just looking and searching, and somebody had contacted me, and I tried some of that. The inflammation, a lot of it that I received, did more harm than it did good.
Okay, you found the website through research. I'll let you go if you want to tell your story later, but I want to get the three questions in.
Yeah.
Okay? So, how did you come to make contact?
When doing research, and I would ended up getting on a couple of the things where you can read from your site without doing the $5 and doing that.
Right, first two posts in every thread for free.
And I thought, well, what's $5 if I could find out what's really wrong with me and it's going to help me? And so I started paying $5 to be able to get on it, and then you and I started communicating, and I explained everything. And during all of our talks, you told me just off the bat when I told you was that I had three different types of infections, and we started on the basic ones that was making me crazy is the way I felt, because nobody believed you, and I could not believe it even though I could see it. It was just afraid, don't know what's going to happen. And you gave me a picture about all that.
And then you went to the line. And right. Then you started going to the doctors, and you started getting unbelievably good reports, and they were flabbergasted. Is that right?
Definitely. But cancer doctor and my regular doctor asked me, what had I been doing? And my regular doctor even looked up logos online at the protocol I was taking because she wanted to make sure that what I was taking was not doing no harm. And she just was amazed, and so was my cancer doctor. And both of them said, well, what everyone and how what you're treating yourself with, understanding about this, is what's working, just doing it. But you have to be consistent in doing it. Doing it one day and not the next day, or doing all of it, like you said.
Okay, and so what did you think of the coaching?
About that, my fear of what I was dealing with. And I think you helped me get over the fear that this would end if I did my part and what you had already experienced, plus God's graces, and that made a fear to me. And I tell you, you know that before, was one of the main things that helped me deal with it a lot easier, because before I was so afraid for my family, for my animals, not knowing what would happen to me when I had to quit working. And you took away that fear and then started me on something that I felt comfortable with doing. And through different times, we got to a point to where I was not able to run after all of it. And you recommended me, you know, filling out the application, get assistance from y'all. And I felt bad about the coaching because I couldn't even pay for that and do that. And then my husband got laid off because of the virus that was going on. And it was just like the devil was throwing one thing in there on top of the other.
Yeah, but I came around with a snowplow.
Yes, you did. You dug me out from under everything, and it's helped and it's been there no matter what. And doing what you promised God to do, that is a main element in all of our healing. Because I believe when you make promises to God and you follow through, He's going to use you to help other people. And that's what you have done, and that's what you have stayed true to. And without that, I don't know how many of us would even still be here today, because so many other things that are on there that we have found out about this type of illness, this takes you for a ride. A lot of the things are more harmful than what you do. Everything you do is natural, it's through prayer, it's through what God asked you to do. And
well,
me,
he didn't ask me, okay? But when a red-tailed hawk's talking to you, okay, and you're in your late 50s, I think I was 59 years old, and you just say to the hawk, well, if I don't die, then I'm going to help people get well from this. Now, it took 2 years and a month from when we really started putting a protocol together till we found the final ingredient, which you may all hate the fact that it's WPS, but without it, it never worked. With it, the combination is tremendous. So,
yes, and you taught me that we had to work on one thing at the time.
Right. Because when you get toxic disease, you have a layer of co-infections, and we have to peel the layers back because it took all that time to get all those layers to get that sick. And Morgellons used to be right in the middle of the onion. And so when we peel that away, then we had to approach the Lyme, and then sometimes mold toxicity third, and or candida. Now, mold and candida, boy, those are the two most difficult things to eradicate because they're forever compromising, putting stress on your immune system. But again, you didn't have the money to fool around with other stuff, did you?
No. I mean, I couldn't even, the little things that I did try to buy when I was still working was still difficult to even try to manage doing that. But
right, so
no.
I got to ask you a question that you have to answer from your heart, okay?
Okay.
Is it more fun to be better, or is it more fun to trick those silly doctors?
That's a hard question.
I know it is.
Thankful that we fooled the doctors, and because maybe it helped open their eyes to be able to help other people. In fact, my doctor told me she had a lady that came in one day with symptoms I had that cleaned out her horse barn and had got affected. And she didn't have any insurance, so she only saw her one time, and she didn't know what to do to help her. And I never have somebody else come that has been through or shows that I can see what you have and how you feel from it. She said, I will get in touch with you or let them get in touch with you one. And I told her that was fine. You know, I don't want anybody to ever have to go through this. You know, it's like living in hell on earth. It's what it made me feel like.
No, but it's good. You know, so many people, you know, are concerned. But when you take the meds, even to a doctor, they see the value in the protocol.
Correct.
They see the value in the comprehensiveness and the synergy of Logos.
Yeah, my doctor was very impressed.
Okay, well, John's father was a genius, honest, and his daddy created the wellness protocol, which is our basic protocol without Ubinol. But we all need Ubinol for the mind, kids. Ubinol is really, it regenerate memory cells for all of you. All righty. Well, then my last, so we couldn't answer that question. I laughed because of my knee, you know. Okay, so, I mean, you know, I got them perplexed, and when I tell them it's because I work for God and they all roll their eyes, I just laugh, because I don't care if they believe it or they understand it, but if I believe in my heart's mind that it's true, that's all that matters. I never heard of anybody healing this thing before, never. So, I get my kudos from the Lord. He keeps me really healthy for an old man. And I'm so proud. I did something to the last 2 days I have never even attempted to do in my life. All righty, let's keep on keeping on. Where is she? And Nancy, I think that the thing that was easiest with you, and I'm not taking this away from Brenda Wolf, is that because of the spiritual thing here, that you absolutely just bought into everything I told you. And I don't know, she hung up, but we didn't have a great connection. Oh no, there she is, she came back. Is that a fair assumption, that you just did everything I asked you because you realized this was God-related website?
Yes, that is the main reason.
Okay, that's what I thought, because you were real easy. I don't think I ever yelled at you once, did I?
No, well, maybe one time a little bit, but nothing, not really yell. It was just when I was saying things and you just tell me to be quiet and listen to you.
Yeah, I do that to everybody, though. All right, so I never got out the hockey stick, and I probably never will have to with you, young lady. You're a gem to coach and be around, and your heart... and tell them all, how much weight have you lost since you've been here?
Well, I had the Cadiz, and that was the first thing I lost. I was 186. I dropped down to 107, but then I wound it off and was staying right around 120. That one should be at 5'2".
Okay, and isn't that the perfect weight, really, for you, for 120, 118?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey. God bless you, and keep on keeping on. You're going to get to the finish line, too, and you've had a lot of issues as well.
Yeah, well, but the McGowan's is gone. The yeast infection, all that stuff's gone. The McGowan's basically is gone. My house is getting probably 90% eliminated of anything, black spots I see or anything. And when I take a bath, there's nothing, you know, after I get through my bath. But we're working on the Lyme, and it's better, but I'm still dealing with a little bit of it. All the Lyme issues seem to be in my head.
Oh, yeah, the Lyme is always above the neck, and it puts scars on the back of your shoulders and sometimes on the sides of your neck. I got them. In fact, I probably have over 1,000 scars, guys. Okay? Not kidding. So, you know, my modeling days are over, guys. All righty. Where is she? Let's go find her. This is another gem, because as smart as she is, she really will listen. And that's a very tough thing for people who are really, really, really bright. And she's had a tremendous amount of knowledge and experience with medicine because she has been the caregiver to her son for all many years. So, another one who is now part of the foundation, but in order to get there, she had to do, like all the other girls, a couple of months and show me she was really serious, because I don't want to spend people's money on people who are not really serious. So there's about a 3-month trial period where I see if people are serious. All right, here's a very serious lady. Come on in, V.
Good morning.
Morning. How did you find the website?
Well, I had never heard of Morgellons, and a friend of mine, she and I were going to go to this full body ultrasound.
Mud bath?
What?
Full body mud bath?
No, an ultrasound. And we were going to go to a full body ultrasound because it was on sale. We had saved up for it because it was inexpensive and it checked your whole body, and I was looking forward to it. And the last minute, she was afraid to go because she said, "I'm afraid they might have nanoparticles in the gel." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And she didn't want to tell me. And I thought, "What is she talking about?" Finally, she just said, "Well, just go study nanoparticles." So I got online and I started studying nanoparticles, and discovered where they were coming from, the chemtrails and how it's affecting the people and all this stuff. And then eventually I ran into the Morgellons, and that's how I heard about it.
Hmm. All right. What made you decide to start the protocol? Because you started the protocol, I guess, using a credit card, because you just wanted to do it.
Yeah, that's true. What happened is I had already decided to do the protocol before I ever talked to Mel, because I had conclusion already by the various things I saw on the site. First of all, that he said he was he got healed, and other people saying they got healed from this. And again, God was being honored. That did affect that. Meant something to me as well, that you can see in common with all three of us, that did make a difference, because I felt like that it was God, and I felt like whatever, that if I had, I say if, because at that time I was not even convinced I had it, but I thought, if I'm like any other person, I'm in the same boat with everybody else, chemtrails on me and everything else, that if I had anything in me, and it's natural, I want to get rid of everything. And so I wanted to get rid of stuff in me before I even knew for sure I had it. And I actually thought I had a heat rash, because every time I got in the heat, I had this terrible rash, and it took like 6 months or so to get rid of it. And I would, every time I visited my father in Las Vegas, I would get this terrible heat rash, and it takes 6 months to get rid of it. To come back to my cool house. So I didn't know for sure I had it, Morgellons per se, but I knew that I had the particles in me. And so I wanted to get rid of them. And so anyway, it wasn't until I actually had already decided to go on the protocol. So when Mel called and he told me just three things, he said, drink enough water, get enough sleep, and then he told me about the diet, and those three things, and And he said just to do those. And I could see with those three things, I got myself prepared to do those three things and got pretty tough on them. And about a week or week and a half into me doing that, I heard about that the carbs should be 30 or under net carbs. And I thought, oh, I got to be even stricter. So I started being even stricter. And at that time, I was so fully involved, I said, I'm going to just start the protocol. So I started the protocol about 2.5, 3 weeks into me finding the site. I went ahead and just purchased it, and because I decided, well, I'm going to do it if I can afford it or not. I'm just going to do it, and so I started. I went ahead and started the protocol, and it wasn't until Mel was, you know, saying, you know, he's very honest about how he keeps in contact with people. When I found out, like, starting to have more, noticing more itching and more problems, I had already started losing my hair and things like that before that. I was having some real problems. And so, as a matter of fact, I even, I'm going to be honest, I didn't even know if I'd live. That's why I was willing to try this. I was so fragile. But anyway, I had other issues, which probably is why I got so weak and got Morgellons in the first place, because I was so weak and fragile. But anyway, he was talking about, you know, spray your hair with WPS, and I did that, and I actually could feel the little things going down my neck and down my spine, and I go, oh, my gosh, I do have Morgellons. It was a real wake-up call, because I had decided to do the protocol, get rid of all this stuff. And as I started doing it, I actually saw, oh, my gosh, I really do have it. I was in denial. You know, I just didn't think I had it. I just thought, well, you know, I probably have these particles that need to come out of me, but I didn't know I had Morgellons. So it was a wake-up call there. And so I got real strict and started listening to my body. And I could tell even the slightest move off of the basic things, I could tell a difference right away. So I just got real strict with the basics and focused on them.
Okay, now, even when you bought the protocol, didn't I give you free coaching?
Yes.
And then when you told me how stressed things were and I come to understand about your son, didn't I make the overture to you to get on the foundation?
Yeah, you did tell me that if I could afford it or not, to that people could be helped, and you encouraged me to sign up for the foundation.
Work.
Yeah.
You filled out the paperwork.
Yeah, I did. And a matter of fact, my box that I just received, just started on actually, was the first one from the foundation. So I agree with him that the foundation does need more help. I had to wait quite a while for the foundation to be able to help.
Well, thanks, honey. You know, sometimes I think, you know, they think I'm going to go on vacation. Hey, guys. I haven't been on vacation since December of 2004. Four.
But anyway, I'm really grateful for the foundation because currently, you know, it really is helping a great deal because the credit card got so tight that very month that I thought, oh gosh, I can't cover it this month. I couldn't cover it. So it kind of stepped in just in time.
And Valera, I mean, have I let you stray off the path?
No.
Have I been consistently a pain in the butt about exactly the same things all the time?
Yeah, on all our calls, you're very consistent, yeah.
I said it. I know, hey, it's okay. Well, girls, how about we turn everybody loose, and if we can, we'll unmute this thing. Now, if you'd like to ask any one of these girls a question, I won't answer, I promise. It's star 5 now. Okay, we got 3 young ladies. Okay, nobody wants to ask them a question, that's crazy. We're going around the room then, that's all. All right. Okay, hold on. We did get a question. 970. That would be a 970. That's a Dodie. Come in, Dodie.
Oh. All righty. Brenda, I have a question for you. So I'm curious about the sun. What does it do to you?
Well, what it did, and it didn't matter the amount of time. I mean, it could take, I'd be out there maybe 30 seconds, okay? And then maybe, oh, within the hour, 2 hours at the most, I would feel like I had the most intense sunburn. For me, it was always on my lower legs and the top of my feet. And that happened whether, I mean, I could be totally covered up.
My God, we go trick or treating me. He said, yes. He said, I'll text you what time to come over.
Well, guys, mute yourself if you want to talk, or I have to mute everybody, and it makes it more difficult. All right. So.
Okay. So it felt initially like a really bad sunburn. My legs would get fire engine red, and the heat on them was pretty intense. And then over a period of time, the joints, my ankle joints and my feet, would become affected. It would become very difficult to even walk at times.
Oh, gosh.
And my nerves were affected in my feet and legs. So, yeah, it was just difficult. That was the main things that the sun did. And it took me a while to realize, that it was the sun.
Let me jump in here now. Because, you see, she's the most extreme case of this response ever. 13 years. Never heard anybody as bad. But let me tell you about my thoughts on the sun. First of all, you never want to be in the sun when it's really warm. I don't want anybody sweating. Bell rang. Hang on.
Did we lose him?
Hello?
I don't hear mail.
Oh, I'm back.
There he is.
Was the doorbell, I thought, but now it's just probably a ghost. Anyway, so I was really had a real problem when I was very sick with the sun. Okay? A lot of people have reaction. What I don't want is I don't want you in the sun when it's hot. When I go sit in the sun, and I'm going to do that more this winter, and believe it or not, winter is when I get my tan. All I have to do is sit out from it must be about 8 o'clock, even if it's 40 or 50. At this altitude, if you face the sun and there's no clouds, you get a really nice tan. The tan I ever had, probably the summer of 12, but probably the winter when I first got here in 1999. I mean, boy, it was beautiful. It's a mild here, but at altitude. But you needed to be cool. Okay, when I got sick, boy, I did not want to be in the sun, and I did not want to be.
Well, it seems to affect.
Her response is the most intense that I've ever heard of anyone.
Yeah.
I don't think you take that as the norm. Take it as you might have a sensitivity that's uncomfortable.
Okay.
Okay.
Chip's in the sun, it seems to bother his head.
Go in the sun, you can see someone that's really cool. All right. Anybody? Oh, someone else had their hand up. Who else had a question here? Come on now. Okay, good. Donald, go ahead.
Do any of you three believe this disease to be contagious?
Not 100%.
Okay.
I got to tell you, I live in the same house with my son, and he's severely handicapped, and he has not shown any signs whatsoever, none. And so I think when someone has a compromised system and they're already weak and sick, they're more vulnerable to it. That's my personal opinion, because I don't seem to be passing, I didn't seem to pass it to anybody, but I also know that, you know, I think if someone was more compromised, I would be more careful.
I agree with you.
Do any of you three have pets?
I have a dog.
Does the dog have?
No.
Nancy has a pet.
No, I don't have a pet at this time.
No, you don't have a pet, Brenda. But Nancy has a dog, and Valera has a dog.
And okay? Archie.
Now, let me tell you that dogs are acceptable to cats for some reason. And I imagine maybe it's because cats are a little more sensitive. I don't. But I've seen over the years that cats seem to be a little more sensitive. Okay, any more questions, Donald?
Yeah, I just want to tell a little bit of a story. I just came back from a trip, and the house had a guard dog. And by the time 10 days went by, that dog was biting her feet. I thought it was a thorn at first, so I played around with her a little bit, checking her feet out, and it wasn't. Then she started biting her back feet. After 10 days, I believe that dog got Morgellons.
Wow.
What do you think, Mel?
Well, I think that it's possible, okay? I mean, it's pretty hard to say. I mean, you think you went there and gave the dog Morgellons, Donald?
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay.
And Mel, this dog wouldn't go in the house. It was a guard dog. It stayed outside. It just laid around on the tiles in a common area.
Well, I mean, if it's an outside animal full time, with the air being the way it is, I mean, hey, Donald, you're going to think whatever you want, buddy, but do I think that you actually gave the dog this disease? You're probably a 1 in 7 chance, okay? I mean, it's just, I think so.
But you know, also the dog could have had a compromised immune system without you knowing it, Donald. And in that way, maybe, you know, picked up something. Did you pet the dog or anything?
Well, not really pet it, but I gave it some food and it kind of hung around, you know, in my area outside the door.
Uh-huh.
But the dog didn't show any signs whatsoever of biting her feet until about 10 days. And then that dog was biting her feet, then it moved to the back feet. And it did it kind of vigorously. I don't know whether I was turning its fibers on or what. You know what was
hey,
in.
Donald, what state is this in?
This wasn't in the States.
No, what? Where was it?
This was in a foreign country.
In a foreign country.
Right.
What country?
Honduras.
Honduras. I hope you had a good time.
It's possible because Morgellons can get on the floor. It can get on the ground. If you sit somewhere, it can get all over the environment if you're having a bad breakout.
Hey, it's just that he's in a foreign. There's so many things. Hey, you know, the seasons are changing. It could be fleas. Who knows? But, hey, you want to think you did it? Okay.
Mel,
I'd like to say something.
Hold on, guys.
Now, I can't tell who it is if you don't put your hand up, but I think that, was that you, Stuart?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. So what did you want to say, buddy?
I just wanted to say that I gave Morgellons to my cat, and I had to actually wash him in the tub every week. He had a really hard time, but of course, he lived to be 20 years old, but he would bite his hair. He would pull out big chunks of his hair, and it with little pieces of skin on it, and he was suffering really badly from it. And I gave Morgellons to a girlfriend a couple of years ago, and she got it only because she I didn't actually realize this when I met her, but she was a heavy drinker, and she also smoked a lot of pot, so her immune system was really down. I don't drink or smoke pot. And she caught it from me. She was able to mostly get rid of it. And then the weirdest thing was my sister's friend had Lyme, and I was working on my garage trying to clean it up, trying to, you know, clean the Morgellons out of everything. Every now and then I have to clean everything. Literally dunk everything in enzyme or spray it down and wipe it and repack it in another box and move it over to the other side. Well, I'm in a plastic bin. I can't even use any cardboard boxes. And move it over to the other side. So I was cleaning the garage, and she just gave me a hug. She gave me a hug, and it was kind of unexpected. She was leaving, and I had quite a bit of Morgellons on me, on my clothes, and on my just coming off me. And she called a couple of days later, and she had come down with Morgellons, and she had Lyme at the time, so it was really super fast. She was it just got on her, it got in her energy system. And but she got rid of it. It took her about 6 months, and she got rid of it on her own. She did a lot of things, a lot of drastic things, and she was able to kick it. But so yeah, people can really get it from you. It's really contagious if they have a compromised immune system.
Yeah, well, that's been the general rule of thumb for forever. Those who get this disease have a compromised immune system to begin with. And then, let's get the facts right. It's in the air. Lyme is a bioweapon. Government holds the patent. Okay, first introduced in Korea. My uncle Buddy died from it. Then, that wasn't good enough. It was again used in Nam. But that wasn't good enough. They had to make a better bioweapon. They made Morgellons. And the government to this day claims it doesn't exist, but yet every once in a while you can find the patent, U.S. government patent on. And now the latest virus, okay, is the third in a series of bioweapons developed in, what was it, China? Funding from Democrats. I mean, it's just incredible. I guess the government didn't want their name on a third bioweapon. But they all circumvent the air. They get up into the atmosphere, the stratosphere, whatever. And then they fall back down on Earth. And they're carried circumventing the globe and interacting with one another in the air. And when it falls back to the ground, it's on the ground. So it's in the grass, it's on the leaves, it's in the trees, it's in the water. Okay? It's in the food. And now, if you have an immune system that's compromised, you've got a bunch of different ways to get it. Now, can humans give it to humans? Yeah, probably the easiest way is by fluid transmission. Okay? So, if you're not kissing the dog, okay, the dog shouldn't really get it from you. But if the dog had a compromised immune system, doesn't mean that he hadn't had it for a while. Who knows? Okay, but the assumption on your part is you want to blame yourself. Well, okay. Stuart, I don't know that you asked the question, but you certainly told the story. Now, do we have any other questions? These girls. Because they found a formula that seems to work. Oh, okay, so let's go around the room once, and then we'll call it a day. Never saw so many people not thrilled with good news. All right, Freddie. Hello, Freddie.
There is one, and I might have missed it because I had to go and see the cat, so they might have already said this. But did the girls have an illness, a compromised immune system, prior to discovering they had no germs?
Yes. Lots of it.
All of you.
I think the answer would be yes.
Okay.
Any other?
That's my only question.
Okay. Let's see. Ward, do you have any questions?
No, I don't at all. No.
Okay. Brian, any questions?
No questions for me. Thank you.
Really? Carrie Ann and Joe.
No, not really any questions. Just very happy to have a few ladies talk about their journey in a short period of time.
So I was just kind of following up on the Freddie Bean question to all of you ladies, wondering, so when you said you had a compromised immune system, does that mean you guys have Lyme per se or other ailments?
All right, let's take them one at a time. Brenda, what other things are happening?
Oh, gosh, a lot. My liver was compromised, my kidneys, my whole system really was compromised.
All
so
right.
I think the Lyme came after that.
Valera?
Yes, my system, I had a carbon monoxide poisoning that about killed me and my son. And then after that, a heavy metal poisoning, including high uranium in my system.
Right, she was there when they were testing nuclear bombs, silly girl.
I don't know how I got it, but it was, very, very severe. Very, very weak after being carbon monoxide poisoned. I mean, I could just take a couple of steps and be huffing and puffing and sweating, just taking a couple of steps. Very, very fragile, trying to come back from that, and heavy metal poisonings. And, yes, on top of that, I had compromised liver, cysts, and I'm still trying to pass a kidney stone. And, yes, my whole and some other issues as well. So, high blood pressure, still really high blood pressure. My body's, they basically said with the heavy metal poisoning in my body that the poison went through my whole system. So my whole system was basically inflamed, and including my liver and every part of me.
All right. Nancy?
Yeah, I had Rocky Mountain spotted fever about 20-something years ago. And then when I got sick and all this started, I had a blood clot in my arm. They took out. Then my breast cancer came back, and they'd take my breast off. And then it was just one episode after the other, and I'm still cannot get my Coumadin level straightened out by what they give me. And I don't want to take it, but they said I don't have a choice. But, yeah, there are a lot of other things. And we had dogs, and the vets always told us every time they went to the vet that they did not have any type of parasites or anything else. But I don't think they really understand or look for what we actually had, Bonnell. So it's a touch and go, I think, with the animals infected just like it is with the people you're around. Fortunately, I never gave anybody else McGowan's or anything else, even though I did keep myself away from them. My husband's never had it, but we stayed in different rooms, used different bathrooms, and just tried to keep things as clean as we could. We got to the point where we are now where it's being eliminated.
Well, it sounds like we had compromised immune systems there, guys. So I probably answers that question. Let's see now. I was on Brian, and I went to Carrie Ann and Joe. And, okay, hang on. I'm coming around to everybody now. Okay, Dodie, got a question?
Yeah. I'm going to go to Brenda again. Brenda, how long did you have Morgellons before you started on the protocol?
You know, Dodie, I'm not exactly sure when the Morgellons kicked in because I've been bad things for so long, but I'm going to guess it was somewhere between 3 and 4 years ago. I was undergoing a number of medical procedures, and when I really noticed myself slipping downward was after receiving multiple, like, radioactive injections, and, you know, for their testings and all that kind of stuff. And that's really, you know, I felt I was in a real downward spiral heading for the deathbed at that point. So I think it kicked in about, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then I have a question for Nancy.
Yes.
So how long, Nancy, were you on or have you been on the Lyme extension part of it to where you started feeling better?
The Lyme extension, I've only been doing it for several months because I started out with a regular protocol. And
okay.
The first two things I had, you know, that cleared them up, and I talked to Mel and told him because of the problems I was still having with my eyes and my mouth and my nose. And he said, that's coming from Lyme. So that's, we started on that, and it's improved. Because when I first started it, I called Mel because I panicked because my tongue turned black.
Oh, wow.
About 3/4 of it. And he said that was the medicine getting the Lyme out of my system. But that cleared up, you know, after a little while, and I'm still having trouble, some issues with my mouth and my nose and my ears, but they are a lot better. They don't bother me constantly like they did before, but like I said, I had Rocky Mountain spotted fever 20-something years ago.
So this, what's on your, were there actual sores, or what was on your mouth and nose and eyes?
Well, my mouth is just like a, Neil, what did you call it? It's like a white coating thing now since the black stuff's gone away. I brush my teeth.
Biofilm.
Yeah,
okay.
Biofilm.
So you're excreting biofilm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my nose, when I clean it, it's just white.
Well, let me say something, because this is really key. This is not something that goes away in a heartbeat, biofilm. I mean, the good news is that the tongue's not black. We're not going to have to cut it off. Okay? Bad news is that the bile is not going to go away anytime soon. Okay? But that's the candida part of it, because this woman lost 80 pounds, kids.
Yeah.
Had a candida overgrowth. She had a sweet tooth for a long time. Okay.
So I'm wondering if that's what's causing my gums to turn red and be sore.
That's a distinct possibility, but then again, I thought you had Lyme.
Oh, yeah.
My gums has never been sore or actually hurt.
Right, but it doesn't matter because we're all different. It's really the same thing. She's not even at a bad place yet. Right now it's just sore and red. Wait till stuff starts coming out.
Thanks,
Mel.
I know you love that. Look, I'm preparing you, you know, and it doesn't help, but it's the truth. They'll all tell you. It's, you know, you're an infant in this. and it gets worse for 6 or 7 months, and then it gets better.
Yeah.
Okay. May I say something, Mel?
Okay,
this is Brenda.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, in response to Dodie's question and the tongue, one of the things that happened for me in the last few months is I had a tooth issue. And, boy, it was very painful. So I called Melanie, said to start gargling with the MMS. This was way before I wasn't taking
it. Wait a minute. We can't call it MMS. The government will come after me.
I was just going to catch myself. It's just an old habit.
You know, we're old school.
So I started gargling with that, and sure enough, it really helped the tooth issue. And I continue to gargle with it because I can't afford to get to the dentist yet, so I'm waiting on that. But I notice after I gargle, like for a few minutes afterwards, this biofilm is coming off my tongue. And it's like the gargling's done, but, you know, I keep going back and I can just, you know, keep getting rid of some stuff. Up so that I let my mouth really rinse it out good. So, yeah. So I think on one of the frequent calls, Mel, or the last calls, Mel talked to you about you had some gum issues or something, and he was going to have you gargle with it. But that's what I started noticing.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I have been gargling with it. So, and they are improved. So.
Oh yeah, it does amazing stuff. Yeah, it's really amazing. But, yeah, so you might notice some, you know, it's kind of slimy.
Okay. I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. I mean, the movie The Blob. Remember The Blob with Steve McQueen?
51? Yes.
All right. So, I mean, you know, to me that was like, you know, red biofilm or something, orange biofilm. I mean, but, hey. It's part of it. If it's happening, it's a good thing. It just doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. It makes you nervous, but it's actually good because
it's
out.
And it goes back to the guiding principles, better out than in.
Thanks.
Yes.
All right. Dodie asks questions, and all she gets is more frightened.
I know.
No, don't be frightened. It's okay. You'll do fine. You can do this.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the support.
All right. I'm lost here. 971, is that Stuart?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. Do you have any questions for these girls?
No questions. I'm just glad that I was reminded about the WPS. I forgot about that. I have to get that right away.
Okay, well, let me try to help you get through this and get the game over. You've got some knowledge, but you don't have all the missing pieces.
Yeah. Sounds good.
You're welcome, buddy. I'm glad you came today. You're hearing it from people. All right, Donald, my man.
Okay, ladies, I want to know if any of you had anything to do with antibiotics before the tongue went bad or you got the biofilm or got worse. Was antibiotics? No?
No. Oh, yes.
Me.
Yes.
Okay, whoa. Let's do one at a time. Brenda first. B.
Yeah, I've had a lifetime of antibiotics, and I didn't want to take them, but a lot.
All right.
And I
Nancy.
Knew, yeah.
Nancy.
No, I haven't had any antibiotics.
Haven't had any antibiotics since when?
I don't remember ever really having to take any.
Well,
main thing I had to do, I had lost all my iron. I had to take iron infusions. Had radiation with breast cancer, so that damaged good parts too. But I've never had any infections that I had to actually take antibiotics with.
Okay. Well, you're lucky. Valera?
No, I haven't had any antibiotics for years.
Well,
okay. Thank you.
You have one that did and two that didn't.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody's body is different and everybody's situation is different because we are all different.
Mel, I don't know if you remember when I did the triple antibiotic hit for 6 weeks, my tongue turned black, and that's when my biofilm really kicked in. And
Yeah. Better that it kicked in and started coming out than kept developing inside of you.
Right, right. Hey, Mel, while you're still on me, do you believe that leaky gut is part of this to get set up for the Morgellons, leaky gut?
Yeah, babe. I think that the diet for all of us who got this was horrendous. There were very few. I mean, Joe, he doesn't have it. I mean, he just loves his wife so much he pretends that he has it. Okay? So, I mean, you know, and look at him. He's a dietitian, okay? But we didn't eat like that, none of us. We were raised wrong. We were raised with stupid television commercials. And, okay, what I found when I just lost 41 pounds.
Wow.
Well, okay, people will think he's getting old, he's shriveling up. No, I was 238. I was fat, okay? And I got tired of not seeing my sneakers. So, boom, I'm now 197. I mean, the pants that I bought like 6 weeks ago, they're too big now. That's real exciting, but I got to hold up until I have some extra money. And I just learned that no matter what, we just don't need the amount of food that we think we do. Okay, I'm probably eating about 50% of the food that I used to eat, 60% maybe. And I'm not getting really much more exercise, although I am starting to, like, do my step trip again, up and down steps, build up my legs, keep my hip and my knee strong. Anyway, Donald, you're my brother, kid. Don't you ever, ever forget it.
Yeah, thank you, Mel, for that. You think the GMO has something to do with the leaky gut?
I think everything that has been done to us, okay, is attempted to, you know, to kill us eventually, especially older folks, man. I mean, it's only recently that we're getting people in their 30s.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's just because the toxicity is so bad, it's just not selecting seniors that as much as it once did. It's picking everybody. So, it's so sad, Don, that, you know, money took over the whole planet and evil rules.
Well, I blame the CDC for not letting the medical doctors do their jobs, shutting them down and telling them that this is all DOP. They're at fault. So they're behind it, I believe.
Well, who do you think... Whoa, Don. Who funds them? Okay, Big Pharma and the U.S. government. CDC does what they're told. I got the initials in my arm. Okay, I was living in Georgia from 90 to 94 and 96 to 99. And they did a psoriasis thing. And I had psoriasis for many years. Really, but in the 90s, I had it, and I had never had it before. I was run over by the drunk back in 1979. But anyway, I went in, I wanted to be part of this test, and the doctor marked his initials in my damn arm. You can see the H on my arm to this day where he put H. So I had no use for them. Nobody could help me when I was crippled. Nobody. Until I met someone I call the magician. Okay, so I love Dr. Zamboni, okay? But the medical profession, Big Pharma, I mean, it's just a joke. It's nothing but money. Not about our health. All right, I'm sorry. I don't want to... so much trouble because I keep saying the same thing. All right. Let's see here. All right, Chrissy, come on in, Chrissy. Hey, did Holly like the last
Hi.
Song? I mean, look at that smile. Was that her smile?
funny. Yeah, she always loved her song, Her Wee Tail Goes, and she dances around with a toy and flicks it in the air, tries to give you one. Listen, I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say this is a great call, an absolutely great call. And as someone who's helped by the HCES as well, I think it's just absolutely wonderful. I really can't say enough, and I'm very happy to hear, you know, Nancy and Brenda and Valera that they're being helped, and particularly when I hear how their immune system but their health were really compromised in some really significant ways, you know, for a long time before they got this. And you know, it's amazing that we're helped with this, because it is a horrendous illness. It does take people down. I've heard people with cancer that have had cancer saying that wasn't as bad, because it's not just this illness and what you go through. It's also the isolation, you know, friends and family not believing, medics not believing, and just like how alone people are in it. And if you don't have the money and resources, you don't have much hope in getting yourself back well, because if you have this severe and takes you down. So, you know, as somebody who had it three times severe and kept getting knocked down over 6.5 years, and I'd all but given up hope, and then I was told that I'm getting help, you know, I couldn't believe it, because I live thousands of miles away in a completely different country. I never thought that was possible, that I would be helped. And I'm still in awe of it to this day. Until the day I die, I will be absolutely grateful for that, because... And so hearing these other women coming on, you know, that have been in quite desperate situations, been really sick as well, and been helped as well, I'm still in awe of this and what you've achieved, Mel, and the community and the support and the knowledge and people getting the medicine and the help. And the gratitude that we all feel, well, it's pretty amazing. Sometimes we can't even put it into words. Because only other people that have had this illness or have this illness know exactly what I'm saying, how devastating this illness is. And, you know, listening to Stuart, yeah, my cat suffered alongside me, and then she had to get put to sleep at one point. She was really, 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 really sick, and she had lots of fibres on her, and it was terrible. And the vet didn't have a clue what that was. And then the dog got it as well, because they can get it from the environment, even if you're not patting them, if you're shedding, if you're really, really ill. So my friend got it from me, because she took in my washing, because my washing machine broke down, and she got it. So I will say that people do have to be careful, particularly at stages when they're really, really sick with it, just to be, you know, very careful around other people, and you know, limit try not to be patting your animals too much as well, you know, and just you know try and, you know, be careful, especially when you're shedding this into the environment and when you're ill. But then, you know, I think when people get healthier and their immune system starts kicking back, they need to be less worried about it. But particularly at the early stages and when they're still really sick, and you know when that is, because you're shedding it and you're getting biting and stinging and you're getting all these symptoms and possibly lesions and stuff as well. So you know when you're really sick, just to try and avoid the physical contact and stuff. But I appreciate what you were saying, Stuart, as well. I know people used to come up and hug me when I was sick. I was like, ah! And sometimes it just happens out the blue and you can't help it. But, you know, and don't give yourself a hard time, and, you know, because there's some things out with our control. We do the best we can. And the same for you, Donald, you know. I guess you'll probably never know whether, you know, whether that dog got affected. But please, don't give yourself a hard time. You do the best you can, and you're a lovely guy, and you do the best you can. And I hope that you're not you know. And I'm sure if that dog's out in the cold and, you know, and it's out all the time, things will lessen. And if you're not in the environment there, if you did affect it, I'm sure it'll get better as time goes on as well. But it might not even be you. It might, like Mel said, it might be something else. But just don't give yourself a hard time. And I don't want anyone to do that, because we're more than this illness, and everybody here does the best that they can. But the bottom line is, thanks so much, because it is a miracle that we've got the HCEF to help us. And I'm so glad that you three ladies are getting help. And thanks for coming here to tell people your stories today. And it's a fantastic thing that we're getting help. Like, I know we always say it in the community and you know, when we write on the forum and stuff, but there's no greater thing than you can do for anybody than help them to get their health back. It's 'cause without your health, what have you got, you know? So, wow. And I'm still in awe of it, and I still can't believe it. And it's just, it's wonderful. So thanks, Mel, and you know, thanks to everybody who contributes to the HCEF to help people out. And, you know, and there's people all over the world that have been helped, and, you know, for many years now. So, yeah, it's amazing. Thanks.
Thank you, sweetie. All right, 832. Good morning, 832.
Good morning. It's Joanna.
I know. I know. That if it's, I don't know, it's got to be you. It's got to be you.
You're a forgotten child. No.
No. That was my father's second wife. On the farm in Farmingdale, New Jersey, no less. Oh, my God. Anyway. is your husband starting on the thymix?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Has he complained?
No. Amazingly, no.
Yes.
So, time will tell.
No. He'll know about 3 weeks. He'll know if, you'll see if he's a little feeling better. We'll see.
Okay.
You know, well, you put him on it, you get him going on the basic protocol, I can slow down the aging process. I guarantee it.
That would be good.
Oh, hey, I've done it. I mean, I am living proof that it's real. All righty. Any questions for the girls?
I do have one, and it's more of a curiosity. I hear different ones say I'm 80% well or 90% well. How do you determine what percentage of wellness you are? Isn't that kind of a subjective thing, or is there a criteria that you have to meet?
Oh, I tell people.
Okay. You ask them questions and...
By the answers, I know where they're at. I know what they have. I mean, really, you know, it's like I interrupt so much because people start talking. I already know what the question is after the first 10 words. So I want to get you the answer so we can move on to the next thing, because then you're going to get more information. And it's the same here. They don't know, but I talk to those three girls 3-4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They can't afford any superfluous stuff, nothing. Okay? They do exactly what I ask them, because all they care about is getting better. Nothing else is a priority. And that's the right way to approach it. You can ask Terry. You can ask Donna. You can ask Brenda from Houston. I mean, you can ask James, the male nurse, who I think now is a doctor. You can ask Mary Beth, the first person I ever helped who's a nurse, who's now a doctor. Just got to trust and believe.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's where it's at. I mean, let's ask them. Nancy, is that fair, trust and believe?
You have to.
Okay. What about you, Brenda? She went outside to check out the coolness. Come in, Brenda.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I put myself on mute because they were mowing outside. Yes, you have to trust like you've never trusted and believe like you've never believed. And just keep going forward. Don't let anything pull you backwards.
Valera?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let's see. Catherine of the Desert.
Yes, I have a question for everyone. Has anyone else had a problem with eczema with this? I never had eczema until this, and I keep getting flare-ups of this.
Okay, well, I would think that if you never, ever had this before, then that is a form of biofilm that manifests itself on you different than it might on someone else.
Yeah, and Catherine, I did have the eczema. Not very long, maybe, for like 2 or 3 years, I guess, as this started, and I wondered, well, how did I all of a sudden get eczema? My brother has a really bad case of psoriasis, so I thought, well, But at this point, the eczema is just completely gone.
Well, mine goes away and stays away for a while, and then it comes back. I never had this problem before.
Well, it
might
be something that you're eating that you're not aware is causing that reaction. Now, it may not be that it's sugar-related, but it could be an allergy that you might have to some particular food. I would really, try to keep, notes on what you eat. I've always told everybody that's significant in helping. But if it's not so much of a cycle as it is it's every once in a while. Okay, let me keep keeping on. 530, hello?
Hello, this is Tara.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing pretty well, thank you, Mel.
And
I don't have any questions. The ones I did have got answered, but I just want to say to everybody that hearing all the information that I've heard and you share all sharing your, your stories and everything is just it's very good, and it's helping us all. And a lot of you have been really uplifting, and some of the things you've had to talk about weren't necessarily uplifting subjects. But I appreciate everybody's candor and attitude. It's a good group.
Thank you very much, Tara.
Yeah.
And is really good girl, really. All right, Karen, come in. Karen, the librarian.
Hey, this has been really helpful. I missed the first half hour because of a group with my phone. I guess I wonder if you have told your family and how. I told most of mine yesterday, and Mel said the same that I had mine, and they were very understanding and gracious. So I just wonder what any of you have said.
Well, I'm not sure that I understood exactly what you said, but then again, I'm going to have to send you a new phone for Christmas. So, but I'll tell you this. If I told you to tell them that you had Lyme, and that's what you did, because that's one thing they would understand, and they were all good about it, then wow. That's one less thing for you to be overly concerned with now, isn't it?
Yep. I have one niece to tell, and then I've told everybody. So, and the other ones were really accepting and gracious. So thank
okay.
you, Mel.
No, sweetie. It's my job.
I know, but you can still say you're welcome. But I wondered if any of the daughters have talked with their families and what they said or what the reception was.
All right, well, and until she gets a new phone, boys and girls, it's really going to be hard to understand what she's saying. So I'm sorry that I don't have a type out of speech.
I can't understand it.
You did?
No, I couldn't understand it.
No, what do you think? I'm trying to pick on her? I've been telling her about this phone of hers. I'll get her a phone for Christmas. We'll have a phone fun for Karen the librarian. All right, let's get the last couple in, then I'll come back up there, Don.
Okay.
All right, see. Tia, good morning, Tia.
Good morning.
Another person on the call being helped by the foundation, is that correct?
I am, and I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Well, thank me. Thank everybody out there, honey. They're the ones who help us keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this call is really good today. I do came on a little bit late, but I'm glad that I was able to make it and just hear the journeys that each of these ladies are making. It's amazing. So thank you so much, you guys, for sharing. It's really helpful to everyone.
All right, Tia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Whoops, you want something else, Tia?
Say that again now.
Yeah, I talked to Carrie Ann, and
yeah.
You and her are going to wind up doing a show in November, you know.
Yes, I know. I'm excited.
Okay, so was she, man. That got me excited that the both of you were happy. All right, Donald, the never-ending hand. Come in, Donald.
Yeah, this call is good, but I wanted to address something with Catherine of the Desert in regards to her eczema. I've been having that problem off and on for a couple years, and I believe that the WPS is the bomb for that. And what I mean by that is I'll take a bath in the WPS, and it seems like it helps, or I'll mix up some and spray it on my body and just kind of rub it into that spot, you know, just to get it a little rough there, make sure there's no biofilm on there so the WPS can penetrate. And it also works wonderful for gargling and brushing your teeth. Now, I wanted to ask you, Mel, how often do you do the WPS bath every week?
Once.
Okay.
I'm better. When I was sick and I was able to handle it, I did it twice.
Okay.
But then I only showered once because you must allow your skin to rest.
Dave, listen, do you leave it on after you take the WPS bath? I just got out of the water with like that and left it on, and it seemed like it worked a little better, rinsing it.
I always tell people to rinse off with cold water, but Donald, you do what you're doing. If it's working for you, that's all that's important.
Okay, so you would rinse off.
I cannot tell a lie, no.
Okay, thank you.
Busted!
I just wanted to make sure.
No, I did, Donald, and I'm not sure that that's right, but boy, I believe that probably is right. Just stand up, towel dry off, and then leave it alone.
Yep, okay.
Okay, but really, maybe that's why, after all these years, I don't have psoriasis anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
We called it MMS, Magic Mineral Solution. Imagine something good for your teeth, for your gums, for sore throat, for infection, for parasites, nanoparasites. I mean, whoa, how could anything be that good? Because the government tried to patent it, and that didn't happen. And then they tried to throw us all in jail, so we had to change the name to Water Purification. Because water purification is what it is used for by all the governments of all the major countries. So, we got Catherine of the Desert again. Come on in, girl.
Yes, Don and Mel, how many drops do you put in your bath of WPS?
Go ahead, Mel.
No, how many did you start with, Donald? Let's start there.
I started with 50 drops.
Holy moly, Batman.
Yep.
Wow. Thank God it's not as strong. Let's Catherine's more sensitive, Don.
Okay.
I would figure that the first time, I mean, you know, half of that would probably be enough.
Yeah, but a bathtub's a lot of water, even half full.
Mine's a big bathtub, but huge.
Wait, listen up, guys. Listen up. When I started doing the baths, okay, I started at 20, and I worked my way up to 40. Now, the WPS that you guys are using today may not be quite as strong as the WPS that we used to use, okay? But I am working to replace the current WPS manufacturer, as some of you know, and are testing the new product. And that new product you're testing is just as strong as the old product I used. So we don't want to put Catherine in 50 drops of that, Donald. First shot out of the gun, it'll be, forget it. She'll be calling me every day for a week.
Well, Mel, I tried 25 drops, and it didn't do anything to me.
Okay, so now you go to 30. But you know what? It's not necessarily going to do something to you. It's what it does for the skin. It aerates the pores of the skin that allows anything that wants to come out easier.
Would it be better to use a spray bottle with 8 and 8?
Well, I do that to this day, okay? I got 3 bottles sitting on my desk here, and I don't have any sores. But I got WPS, Clean Green, and Liquid Stevia, baby. I mean, right here. Okay, and I spray my arms all the time and my neck and even sometimes my hair with WPS, okay? I don't ever want anything ever again. So I do all these things to avoid having anything ever again. So,
well, Mel, how many drops do you use for the mouth?
When I do the gargle, I do 8 and 8, and I use warm water. Okay, when I brush my teeth, I get one of those little whiskey shot glasses, and I put 5 drops of WPS, but I do not use citric acid. When you do the brushing of the teeth and the gums directly, you don't put acid in the sodium chloride. Your gums will supply the acid to make it work. It's amazing. And for the teeth and gums, if Donald's been doing it now for a while, he knows how cool it is. Because my gums are better than 15 years ago.
Yeah, it works good.
Oh, no, Donnie, it works great. I get my teeth cleaned once a year, okay? I take them donuts all the time down there when I go. I take my dentist a bottle of sodium chloride. Because, again, when you're brushing your teeth or using it in a water pick, or using it with an electric toothbrush, and that's how I do it. I do it 3 times a week, once with a regular toothbrush, a couple of days later with electric toothbrush, a couple of days later with a water pick.
And, Mel, I understand you put it in your drinking water in your fridge, right?
Well, I don't trust anybody. So, yeah! I have a pitcher, okay? It holds, I guess, about a gallon of water, okay? And we have really good cold water here because we're high and it's cold. And so I fill it with that, and I put about 3 drops of both sodium chloride and the citric acid in the water. And then I drink it, you know, in a glass, okay? And I always have water that I feel really comfortable with.
Yep.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, I don't want to buy bottled water. I don't want to spend that money for that when I can make water that I trust more than anybody who bottled it in a glass. Okay. A lot of information today. Let's go. Anybody else have a question for the girls? It's a great time to ask them. They're here. All right, everybody. This was a really, really pretty good call, I imagine. I hope you all feel the same. We'll be back tomorrow with prayer and fellowship. And then we're back, on November, what is it, 4th or 5th? Got to be maybe the 6th. Yeah, November 6th. You know, I'm not sure what we're going to do quite yet. We'll get something going. Won't be a BYOQ, because today was like the best BYOQ we had in a long time. Anybody have any question at all? Okay. All right, Donald. How much water is everybody supposed to drink?
Half their body weight per day in ounces.
All right, so when I weighed 238, you were making sure I had 120 ounces of water, and yet you were happy I didn't call you in the middle of the night because I had to pee all the time.
Yeah, water's important.
Water is hugely important, and America as a whole populace doesn't get it.
No, and what does the water do besides let the supplements work, let the organs detox, and if you don't drink the water, where does the body steal the water from? You know that one, Mel.
The body will steal the water from your organ, and you ain't going to be happy.
It'll steal it from your colon, your intestines.
Right.
Then you'll get the IBS.
Yeah, hey, you know, Donald, it's amazing that there are so many reasons why so many people have gotten sick. I mean, just the fact that Americans don't have a clue about the water is mind-boggling. Okay? I mean, you know, I never ever thought about it because when I was sick, I drank a ton of water. Okay? But it helps flush everything out of you, so it's important. Rest,
sure. Yep.
Water, diet, nutritional supplements, lockdown. Put yourself in a place where you have a good environment to heal. Do not go running around the first time you start to feel better. You're going to have a huge setback, become extremely depressed, and call me every day for a week. No. All right, guys. Really great audience today, really. And girls, I appreciate so much that you came and took the time to share what's been going on. And again, you know, thank you, everybody. God bless everybody. Have a really good day. Let's all say thank you to the girls on the count of three. One, two, three. Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
See you tomorrow or see you next Saturday. Goodbye and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Need to talk to me, stay here now.
Goodbye.
Bye, Nance.
Bye. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah?
Dodie.
I know.
So on the WPS, Beth, is that
switched
something?
Phones?
Pardon?
You switched phones?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw you on the other line earlier.
Nope, I haven't switched.
Okay, well, it's no
way. I just have a quick question on the WPS, Beth. Is that something that I can do or not yet?
If you take a bath now and something crawls out of your leg and you faint and your husband sues me, it's all over.
That's already happened to me a long time ago.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, you ain't ready. You haven't even done it internally yet.
No, I haven't.
We don't rush people until about 6 months or so into the bath.
Okay.
Right now, all I'm going to do is cut back on bathing and try to cut it down to one or two baths a week, and then one shower if you take two baths, or two showers and one bath. Because
okay, on the baths,
what do you recommend as far as soaps, or what should I use in a bath?
Well, I don't believe that I tried alfalfa tablets. That didn't do much. I tried Epsom salts. That always relaxed me.
Okay.
But I didn't really do anything until I did WPS baths.
So just maybe wash with the sulfur soap?
Sulfur soap is the bomb. I mean, we'll get Catherine to get some of that, because that'll help with her the way she's throwing biofilm. Catherine is a sugar freak.
Ooh.
Catherine was in a house with mold. Took me a year to get her to leave. She got to the 90% club and she can't get out of it, because she'll go out on a Sunday and have a champagne brunch.
Okay. No, I completely, our diets are pretty strict. We do no sugar at all. Mainly greens, and we've been doing what you do, is a couple times a week we'll have meat, but that's it.
Hey, sweetie, you guys are fine. I'm not worried. I'm more worried about you being afraid all the time, because everything you experience, all these people did before.
Yeah.
Okay.
My biggest concern right now is I've got a spot on my head that just keeps scabbing over. Is that Lyme?
Yeah.
Won't go away.
No, of course it won't go away.
Is there anything I can do to, I've been putting colloidal silver on it. Should I spray it with WPS?
Well, I would do the whole hallelujah treatment.
On my scalp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, because you see, let me explain it, okay? WPS will open the pores of the skin.
Right.
Clean green will then be able to penetrate deeper. And clean green is an enzyme. It'll eat a parasite.
Okay.
It'll eat its skeleton. It'll die.
So is that what's under those scabs, is parasites?
Probably, yeah. Okay? And so then when that is almost dry and you put the liquid stevia, not a powder that you mixed with water, liquid stevia, you spray it on that spot, it makes like a patch, a Band-Aid. And all of a sudden, it can't breathe. Now, if something can't breathe, it's got to die.
Right.
So that's how we treat any kind of sore.
Okay. All right, I will do that.
And it'll take a while, but it'll work if you stick to it. Everything.
So should I do that like every day or a couple times a day? Or?
Day.
What'd you say, every day?
Twice a day.
Twice a day, okay. Oh, wait, that sounds good. I think that's all I had.
Boy, your husband's lucky that he can run around and maintain.
Most
people get sicker when they're not.
I have to tell you, I'm pretty concerned about it. I really did not want him to go. So we'll see how he ends up. I'm just worried, you know.
You don't want him to wind up like Karen the librarian, all right?
Right.
She didn't listen. She didn't listen, and now she's so sick, she's terrified.
Oh, God.
No.
Okay. So here's the deal. Kip and I sleep together in the same bed. Should we not be?
That's not my decision.
Well, I mean, if one has more parasites or...
Bodily fluids definitely will transmit the disease.
Well, that part's been over for months, so...
Okay, so there's nothing to worry about.
Okay, just sleeping in the same bed, because I know bugs crawl off your body, right?
Sweetie, they're dead when they come out of you. You people just don't believe that. I've never seen it crawl away when it hit the floor. Okay. Our body is where it breathes. It needs us to live.
Right.
Cannot live outside of us.
Okay. All right, yeah. Okay, that was the other question I had, but I think we're good then.
All right, let me give you Mel's 76 years, okay?
Okay.
You can tell your husband I said so, because I am one.
Okay.
Women worry too much. Men are macho morons. You tell your macho moron he's going to get himself sicker. Can't go running around every weekend when you have this disease. It won't work.
Yeah. But he took all the protocol, and I fixed him because he'll be home tomorrow. So I
know,
fixed him.
I understand it's an environment that you've created that's a safe haven. To fight this, you can't get out in the wilderness. Please.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to Karen, the librarian, tomorrow when he's not around. Mel says you got sick because you did too much. She'll go, yep. And I didn't listen to him. She might not say that part, but that's why she's sick. And you heard these three girls today. God,
yeah.
Mel's coaching, I don't have the money for the superfluous bullshit.
Right.
So it's a focus on what's really important. More is not better, it's just more.
Right.
And the only more I want is I want more people to get well.
Yeah, and that's what I want. I want to be well, so, yeah. It has been tough socially because Kip and I are very, you know, we're leaders of groups in our church. We're very social. We have had a lot of people depending on us for Bible study, for the Jeep group, and it's been tough to let go of, I have to admit. But
hey, you heard Karen, the librarian. She finally broke down and told people she has Lyme. Now everybody was so sympathetic. Okay, because everybody knows that Lyme now exists. So, I mean, but, you know, what if Kip gives it to somebody else?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, you know. There were three or four other guys that went up there also. Of course, they were all in their own Jeeps, but still.
Oh, please. I don't... Focus on worrying about him, not you, okay? You're going to be fine. But I'll get him on Monday. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tell him it's coming.
Okay, I won't. I won't say a word. Maybe he'll listen to you.
Well, if he doesn't, I'll tell him, ask him where I should send the flowers, and please leave the foundation in his will. That's all.
For sure. They'd be well off for a long time then.
No, I mean, I'll shake him up, you know. I don't pull no punches. He shouldn't be doing what he's doing.
Well, I said to him, what do you want me to tell Mel? What do you want me to tell him? You're gone for the weekend jeeping, because I'm not going to lie.
Well,
I don't do that.
No. He'll hear my thoughts on jeeping. It's not like sitting on the floor in your own house playing with the trains. You know what I mean, Bean?
Yeah. He needs to come up with a different hobby. It is his passion, but...
No. It's to be altered until he's better, and then he can do it for the rest of his life. But right now, he's risking his life fooling around with this disease.
Brother. Amen. Killed,
and they'll label him COVID.
Yeah. Amen.
I've seen him dig up people to get a real autopsy. Okay, so I know. I've seen a person commit suicide, and I love that guy.
Because he had this?
Because he got so sick he couldn't eat. He couldn't eat, so he killed himself.
Oh, dear God.
Right. So you fool around with this, and you just don't get it. You don't realize. So he might not have it like you do. Okay, but if he's even got it and he's fooling around, well, he's going to have it worse ultimately. And it's my job, whether he gets mad at me or not, for preventing that if I can.
Right.
Good. So you know when I smack him around where it came from.
Okay. Okay. I won't say a word.
Good. Have a nice weekend, and don't eat any hot fudge sundaes, please.
Oh, no. I do no such sugar. Uh-uh.
All right, girl. Take it easy.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mel.
Okay. If you need me, I got an afternoon session.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.